The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
You would have seen, I'm sure, this damning investigation reported in the Irish Times revealing staff in a creche in South Dublin being investigated themselves by authorities over allegedly abusing and assaulting children in their care. This is Kitty Holland of the Irish Times speaking on News Talk Breakfast this morning.
And the alleged abuse, and it is upsetting when it's all read out together, is the alleged slapping of children's heads, hitting children's legs, forcing children roughly into their high chairs, force feeding a child with sensory issues until they vomited, repeatedly calling one child fatty, wiping children's noses so forcefully to the point that they fell backwards and hurt their heads, getting children to be kind of verbally abusive to each other, including getting children to call each other arsehole, speaking in disparaging terms about children's parents in front of the children after the parents had left them off, and just being generally really kind of cold and uncaring with the children.
That was Kitty Holland on News Talk Breakfast this morning. You can listen back to the entire interview. It's available as a podcast. It's up there on the News Talk app. Shane Dunphy is with me. He is an author and a child protection expert, head of social studies and early childhood education in Waterford College of Further Education. Dr. Mary Maloney with me, too, an associate professor in early childhood policy at Mary Immaculate College. Mary, what was your reaction when you heard or read the story this morning?
Oh, Kieran, look, I mean, listening to Kitty read out that listening again is just shocking. And I think it shocks you to the core. I suppose one thing that is to the forefront of my mind, you know, that they are allegations, and I suppose we need to be mindful of that. And I do appreciate as well how worrying this is for the parents, you know, the children and the families involved. If there is a good news story, and it's very difficult to find one in this, it is that the statutory agencies are involved, which means the allegations are being taken seriously and investigated. And I really would hope that that will reassure the parents involved. Mm. But I suppose, given that they are allegations, and mindful, you know, not to comment on any.
Yeah, let's not
case,
talk then about this yeah. case in particular.
Exactly.
Instead,
yeah.
you know, we're all shocked by it. Let's talk in kind of generalities about
absolutely
the systems that are in place to safeguard kids.
Yeah, and I suppose, look, it's a very timely reminder to anyone working with young children about those children's rights and about professional responsibilities towards children and families. We know the issues that are endemic in the early childhood sector. We know how difficult it is to recruit staff and to retain staff. I don't think any of that is an excuse for the horrible allegations that are, you know, before us today. But the myth that anybody can care for a very young child, is that a myth? It's highly skilled. You need a lot of patience. You need a lot of knowledge. You need a lot of understanding. You need to know how to support that child. And above all else, you need to understand what a high quality, safe learning environment is. You need to know about nurturing positive relationships. Mm. And I suppose if you have staff that are feeling disgruntled, underpaid, underappreciated, I don't know, maybe their frustrations come to play, but it isn't an excuse for abuse of children. And I think if there's any message that goes out from this today, it is that abuse of children yeah. cannot be tolerated. And there's no place for it when working with young children.
And the systems that are in place, Mary, in terms of safeguarding our kids, say in the early childhood industry, if we'll call it that, it's an awful description of something like
is.
This, but bear with me. Yeah. The safeguards, I mean, how do they compare to safeguards that exist in other areas of society around kind of sport or leisure activities the kids might be involved with, or the kind of the primary education system that they'll all ultimately end up in? I'm just conscious of kind of big stories like we had with Primetime Investigates yeah. a number of years ago, looking at issues around other creches, and we seem to find ourselves yeah. back here again.
And you know something, Kieran, I suppose that is what's sad about this. We had it in 2013. We strengthened regulation back in 2013. We had a review of regulations again in 2016. I would argue, and I would stand over saying, that we have some of the most robust regulation in Europe. In fact, by comparison to other countries, we have a very robust system of regulation. And that's why I suppose I'm mindful of saying that these are allegations. But we have TUSLA, who oversee and have oversight of early childhood care and education facilities, they do engage in robust inspection of them, and the regulations themselves are quite rigorous. But I will say, and I suppose I do have a certain amount of sympathy as well for the manager at the centre of the setting, you know, in these allegations, because managers hire their staff in good faith. You know, they take them on, they have their minimum level 5 qualification, they do the Garda vetting, all of those necessary checks and balances. But managers can't be in all rooms, in all settings at the one time. And so the managers themselves trust their staff, just as parents trust their staff. And when TUSLA go in to do their inspections, you know, they're there for a particular period of time. They see the quality that's there at that particular period in time on that day. But if you have a change in staff and the dynamics change within a setting, quality can dip because of that. Yeah. And again, it's unjustifiable. But in terms of regulation and oversight, I would be quite prepared to say we have very, very strong and stringent regulation and oversight.
Shane Dunphy, like I say, with us as well. Shane, there is no legislating for kind of human behaviour to a degree, and you will find kind of malign individuals in any walk of life. And again, we're not talking about the specifics here because they are allegations for the moment. But might the preponderance of this type of thing be reduced if we had more respect for early childhood education as a career?
100%. I think that there is an issue that we have in this country that early childhood education as a profession is not respected to the extent that it should be. One of the things that I say to students, and I'm sure Dr. Maloney is the same, when they come in their first year, is that this is the most important job in the world. Children are society's greatest resource. And you're being given the greatest responsibility any parent can hand over, the care and well-being of their children. And that must be taken as a privilege and with grave seriousness. I think also that I just want to reiterate something that Dr. Maloney said there, the fact that everybody can't do this. This is a highly skilled job, and it also requires a particular type of personality and a particular type of mindset. The greatest tool that you have when you're doing this type of work is your capacity to form relationships with these children and to be empathic towards them. Also, we're dealing, one of the allegations is towards a child, for example, with sensory issues. You know, working with children who are, let's just say, neurodivergent, for example, requires a huge amount of skill and understanding. And one size does not fit all when you're doing this type of work. The needs of children differ. And I think that there needs to be an understanding of just how hard this job is. Now, again, I'm not saying that that is an excuse. Using any kind of physical or corporal punishment with children, full stop, is unacceptable. Yeah. But for a creche worker to do so is particularly unforgivable, because the creche is supposed to be the child's world where they feel completely safe and nurtured. And it should be
parents listening to this will have this experience. It's the first world they learn outside their home. It's the first little place that they kind of build, and the first place they build independent relationships outside of the home.
There are a number of key things that the early education does, but obviously one of the central ones to that is preparing children for the world of school. So these are the first adult relationships and adult bonding that they're doing outside of their family. And this helps them to learn to trust adults. If that trust is broken, if these children are made to feel afraid and disenfranchised and besieged by adults who are physically and emotionally and psychologically abusing them, the knock-on effect on that could be catastrophic. I mean, I've worked in early years myself, earlier in my career. I will still occasionally have adults walking up to me in the street and saying, oh, I remember when I was in such and such a creche with you. And they will mention an activity that we did, which they still remember, and skills that they learned that they're still using today. And they'll look back on what a happy time that was. The reverse is also true. This could be something, you know, a negative experience at such a formative time in a child's life. They might not necessarily remember the full details of it, but the unconscious impact will be with them for years to come if they don't get the kind of support and nurturing that they should. And I don't say that to frighten parents, but just to express the gravity of this and how important this work is. It's a keystone of our society. If you think about the number of parents who would not be able to go to their jobs to keep the cogs of our society turning if early years services weren't there, just that alone should underscore how critical this service is and how we should be valuing the people that are doing it, most of whom are doing an absolutely fantastic job.
Shane Dunphy, Head of Social Studies and Early Childhood Education in Waterford College of Further Education. He's an author and child protection expert as well. Shane, thank you. And thank you, as always, to Dr. Mary Maloney, Associate Professor in Early Childhood Policy at Mary Immaculate College.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.